You are able to find hidden motivation, and you develop a sense of urgency and a sense of direction that will bring you to higher levels of success. You cannot be successful until you decide to explode out of your comfort zone and do the things that challenge you. Many feel reading and personal development is something when you're in school when you have to make the grade. I hate to break the news to you, but high school, college, graduate degrees will not give you the skills you need to be successful in life. I spent tens of thousands of dollars on a university education and advanced degrees, and they didn't teach me the skills that I needed to know to be successful in life. It was a great start. It was a great foundation, but the real education comes from your personal development program. There is a one-to-one relationship between your income and your personal development program. That's why it's been said, treat yourself like a do-it-yourself project. Traditional education gives you a base for your continual progression and growth. But if you don't continue to educate yourself, you will never reach exponential success. If you don't build upon yourself and your previous knowledge, your education will deteriorate and vanish. If you don't develop your mind, it will starve. Even going without food, you will be hungry. But after a few days, the hunger pains will cease to exist. Just like feeding your mind, after months of neglect, you will no longer feel the need for personal development, and you'll be content sitting in front of the TV, letting your mind rot. You need to program your mind to reach exponential success. You can choose to reach success at a fast pace, or a slow pace, or no pace. Personal development is the key to how fast you want your success. Never become impressed with your knowledge or how much you know, or even if you're smarter than the people around you. Your mind needs exercise and it needs to be nourished. Your mind cannot live on junk food. And as Plato says, knowledge is the food of the soul. You know, a Harvard study shows that those who are learning and growing every day, they're more optimistic about life. They're more enthusiastic about where they're going and what they're going to accomplish. But those who do not learn and grow every day become negative, pessimistic about themselves and their future. Most people go around life not knowing they don't know. The ironic thing is those who aren't learning and growing every day think they know more than those who are concentrating on learning and improving their lives every day. It's like they turn into instant teenagers. Ignorance destroys when the person does not know and thinks he knows, but he doesn't know. But he wants to know, but he's not willing to pay the price to know. It seems the more you read, the less you feel you know. The less you read, the more you think you know. If we are not working on ourselves, we don't realize the wealth of knowledge that is waiting for us. Contrary to popular belief, what you don't know will hurt you. This is the information age, and if you don't spend time to learn, to keep up, and to increase your knowledge base, you will fall behind and never catch up. Knowledge is the key to success in today's society. In your career, the knowledge is like a train leaving the station. While you were in school, you could slack and the train was not going that fast and you could catch up. You could cram the night before to get a decent grade on that final. And here's the thing, as you get into your career, the speed of the train picks up. And if you're not on the train learning and growing within your life and career, there will come a point when you never catch up because you were playing at the station. You are not truly educated unless you are learning and growing every day. Learning from others, your experiences, books, tapes, audios, seminars, mentors, and investing in your future and what you've learned today. If you don't take time to think about the day and what happened, what good is it to you? You need to understand, what did you do well? What could you do better? Knowledge is given to you on a daily basis, but you need to internalize it and invest it in your future. It is like putting your paycheck in the trash after you earned it. Just like computers, if you don't upgrade yourself, you will become obsolete to yourself and your company and your future. And there are many people around you, it might even be yourself, that say, you know, I work hard all day and I'm tired, I don't have time to read, I don't have time to get up early and take care of my mind, I can't concentrate and listen to audios in the car. This is the person that will never achieve true success. They're always making excuses and never spend time to work on themselves. Now, we've all used the excuse, I don't have time, but it is so important we could cut time in our sleep, cut out the TV, listen to audios in our car, do personal development while we exercise, we can find the time. It is that important. And if you can't find the time, you don't have a desire strong enough to move you to action. Not only do you spend time learning and growing, you must learn to take your new knowledge and apply it. The world is full of educated people who do not apply the things they know that will make a difference for them and their success. Many people read the books, attend the seminars, buy the products, but don't do anything with what they learn. All they are doing is accumulating knowledge, which is the first step. But you have to develop plans to implement what you accumulate. If you don't learn and grow from the day, you will repeat past mistakes. You can go through life and learn from your experiences. Some don't even learn from those. So you can learn from your own experiences and also from the experience of others. Because remember, there are only two ways to learn in life. You can learn by trial and error, or you can learn from somebody else. This one phrase has cost me literally millions of dollars when I say, I'll figure it out on my own. Why would I waste my time to figure it out on my own to take 2 or 3 years or whatever it takes to learn the skills that somebody else has learned? Here's the critical component that successful people know. Everything you need to know, you need to learn. Somebody's written a book about it, a CD series, has a seminar, has a coaching program available. Everything you need to learn, every challenge, obstacle, situation in life has already been solved. Go find somebody to help you solve it in a couple of weeks, in a couple of months. Do not take a couple of years. I remember going to a stock market program, watching them make trades and selling a $5,000 seminar. And I think, well, I'll figure it out on my own. And it cost me a lot more than that on trial and error and money lost in the stock market when I could have learned it the right way from the experts. And that's the challenge. We become stubborn and hard-headed and think, yeah, I'll figure it out on my own. It's not going to be that hard. How hard could it be? This attitude will set you back for years, and you will not achieve exponential success. Why spend a few years on trying to figure it out when the solution is right in front of you? Because all the problems we experience in life are not new. All these problems have been experienced and solved. Don't be hard-headed. Be aware as you learn and grow, you will find different systems, different schools of thoughts about what you should do and how you should do it. This is okay. Do your research. Find out what will work for you. Find a coach that can take you to the next level. Just like a computer word processing program, you can cut and paste into a document. The same is true for your success plan. Don't rely on one source. One size does not fit all. Don't rely on one opinion. Be a student of the area you're trying to expand. Let others warn you of things you should and should not do. Don't just have one hero. I'm not talking just in a religious sense. I'm talking out of life. Find out what's best for you, how to become exponentially successful. No one's perfect. Don't just have one hero in life. Pick and choose. Pick 10 so you can learn from their strengths and not be fooled by their weaknesses. We are all unique, and no one will fit exactly into somebody else's mold. No one has all the answers. Ask around, get the information you need, and tailor it to your needs. Follow other people's patterns and adapt them to your needs and wants. You can learn from anyone. Yes, I mean anyone. Even a murderer can teach you how to avoid getting murdered. Open your eyes. Everybody you meet can teach you something. And be aware, anyone you can talk to can teach you something about life and what you need to know to be successful or even avoid failure. Even if you meet a failure that's bombed out in life, you can ask him or her what they did and avoid their mistakes, and so you don't repeat those mistakes. Your personal development will be like refurbishing an old house, putting on new paint, new carpet, new furniture. You will feel the change and you'll feel better about yourself. Personal development creates excitement and happiness and gives you a spark that other people can see. Again, if you are not as motivated as you want to be, one of the best things you can do for yourself in your future is personal development and personal growth. Let me tell you a story about these two neighbors. They lived very close to each other, and they lived high in the mountains. They were very competitive with each other and always testing each other's manhood. One day, the first neighbor challenged the second neighbor to see who could chop the most wood in 4 hours. Both agreed on the contest and the reward. They both had the desire and drive to win. They both had great persistence, great strength, and they were off to the races. It was a hot day, and the first neighbor started out strong despite the heat. Now, the interesting thing is the second neighbor only chopped for about 10 minutes and sat down under the shade of a large tree. The first neighbor could not believe how lazy the second neighbor was. Couldn't see what he was doing, but it looked like he was taking a nap. In fact, this continued throughout the whole contest. The second neighbor would work and take a 50-minute break at the beginning of each hour. The first neighbor knew that victory was his. After the 4 hours ended, the first neighbor, to his dismay, noticed the second neighbor had chopped twice the wood as the first neighbor. In disbelief, he said that was impossible. You were resting every hour and taking a break. The second neighbor said, I was not resting. I was sharpening my axe. It's been said that dull knives work the hardest. You can work harder and harder, but the key is to sharpen the knife. As Stephen Covey says, sharpen the saw. And as Abraham Lincoln says, if I had 8 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 6 sharpening my axe. Many of us could sell our experiences and retire early. Although some of us had the same experiences, but have not learned from these experiences, so we could not profit from them. Personal development is learning all about what you did know you did know. The knowledge stream is endless. There are millions of things you can learn about. There is something out there that will excite you and motivate you and drive you to learn about. You have to sharpen the axe, put the gas in the engine, tune up your car. You have to make the time to make sure your mind is performing at its peak. Reading and learning is fertilizer for your mind. You can never say, I've arrived. I know what I need to know. You always need to be learning, and you have to understand you could always learn more. You have to make the choice to master a subject. It is your choice and your future. We all need to be an expert in a subject. Because you look at human nature, deep down we hunger for knowledge and personal development. We want to grow and improve and accomplish things we are not able to do in the past. When our capacity for growth and understanding increases, our self-esteem, optimism, and success increase. Growth is a natural process. You have to find ways to exercise your mind and arouse mental exertion. The brain is a muscle and needs the work. Try sitting in the same chair for 3 months without getting up and walking. When you try to get up, your legs will not work. The same is true with your mind. If you're on cruise control, you are barely thinking. When you watch TV, your mind is not working and is not exercising. You must put yourself into learning situations. You must discipline yourself to find ways to expand your mind. If you're afraid to learn how to use a computer, get on the internet, drive a steamroller, or whatever it is, if you don't know anything about the stock market or real estate, get out there and learn it. Once you get into it, it's not that difficult to understand. Challenge is we get caught up in mind-numbing activities that don't require any thought. These activities put us into a trance. TV, radio, movies, internet can all put us into cruise control and stifle our mind. Bottom line is, exponentially successful people are always learning. They never become impressed with how much they know or how much smarter they are than most people. They are continually developing themselves. You cannot reach a true balance in life if you neglect your intellect. Now, many people have enough natural skills to find some success without personal development, but they're not reaching their true potential. We see one-hit rock groups that have just enough talent to have that one hit and disappear. And just enough raw talent to get some success, but they could have had so much more if they would have worked on themselves and their skills. The same is true in sports. Many colleges and high school athletes had enough raw talent to excel at that level and do well, but if they really wanted to work on themselves, they could have gone professional. And as Derek Bach, who's a former president of Harvard University, says, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Education and personal development can be expensive. Although it's not as expensive as ignorance, whether you choose books, tapes, mentors, coaching, seminars, that's all part of your personal development program, there's no excuse for you not to be able to fund your personal development. It's a day-to-day process. It's earned step by step. There's no quick fix. Intellectual growth has to be earned piece by piece. For me, morning time is the best time to set aside for personal development. For you, it might be the evening or the afternoon. You have to choose the time. I like the morning because just like when you play sports, you just don't run out and start playing. You have to stretch and warm up before you get out on the field. With personal development, you should spend an hour or at least a half hour every morning working on your mind. Because then you can start the day being intellectually motivated and stimulated for the rest of the day. In fact, some studies even show if you can get yourself to read 30 to 60 minutes a day in your field, after 5 years, you'll become a national authority in your field. And as Jim Rohn says, all leaders are readers. And if you haven't read the latest books in your field, in your career, you are taking your career too lightly. So get out, read the books, listen to the audios, find the experts, find the mentors, find the coaches, attend the seminars and workshops, take college courses if you need to, learn, grow, and give yourself a competitive edge. Think of all the time you waste in a car commuting. Don't waste your time listening to the radio. Use the time to perfect yourself and your skills. And the sad note is that most of the people in the United States have not read a nonfiction book after high school. No wonder we're losing our competitive advantage around the world. The knowledge base in the world is increasing at a drastic rate. If you can't keep up, you'll be left behind. Even if you went to college and pursued various degrees, that education will become obsolete. The world is changing and growing too fast for you to sit back and think a degree or experience makes you educated. Knowledge is not constant. Everything you learn in life is not accessible from your brain. Your knowledge is stronger or weaker every day. If you're not learning, you are digressing mentally. The personal development input has a large effect on your performance and output. Personal development is like compound interest. If you are learning and growing every day, it is a good bank account that is compounding interest. If you are stagnating, it's like credit card debt compounding against you. If you don't invest in your future and your mind, who will? Remember, you do not get paid for how hard you work. You get paid for what you accomplish. Every moment counts. When you're waiting in lines, waiting to pick somebody up, use the time to learn and grow. You can use every moment to read a book, observe people, listen to a CD, memorize a quote. This is good time management and will enhance your personal development. Exponential success is based on continually learning. You must always expand your knowledge base and your skills and make it enjoyable. Find out what you love and explore that world. We are here to learn and grow, to become what we want to become, and to do what we want to do. We all have the desire to become great at something and to be the best at what we do. Don't squander this desire to learn and grow. Practice, learn, and grow. We hear about practice. You know, practice does not make you perfect. Perfect practice makes you perfect. So improve yourself and expand yourself to be what you want to become. Get the skills and talents. Don't think I'll figure it out on my own. Don't learn from trial and error. Go to the source. Don't just try to get through the day and hope tomorrow will be better. Learn from the day and use it to progress and grow into your future and into your dreams. Exponentially successful people plan their personal development programs, while unsuccessful people plan out their TV programs. If you don't enjoy reading, you're not reading the right things. Find out what excites and motivates you to action. Everyone has something they enjoy and want to learn about. And people that achieve true success go back to the basics every year. You look at professional basketball, football players, every year they go back to basic training. They go back to the fundamentals. If you don't go back and review the fundamentals, your fundamentals will become weaknesses and you will see yourself fall from success. Find mentors, learn to model other people, find out what you need to know to be successful. In business, they call it benchmarking. Find out the great thing that other companies do and try to implement that in your company. That's what you need to do in your daily life. Because if you can get yourself to improve by just a measly 1% a week, that's 4% in a month, that's 52% in a year. So imagine, just by a small personal development program, you could double your knowledge, your skills, your income every 1 to 2 years. So part of the formula to exponential success is find out what's important to you. What do you love to do? Exactly what do you want out of life? What is your definition of success? What is your action plan? And as you pursue those and you're on the path to exponential success, be flexible. Adjust your plan. Fine-tune it. Keep moving forward and you'll see the success that you deserve. I want to congratulate you for listening to these audios and I want to recap some of the exponential laws of success, achievement, and happiness as you go towards the exponential success zone. Be accountable. You and you alone are responsible and accountable for what you are, what you have, and your success. Don't blame situations or other people for your failure. Acknowledge your failures, find the solutions, and reinvest that knowledge into your future success. Go after that target, that goal, that objective, whatever you want to call it, but they must be clear and written. Know the what, when, how, and why. Plan your strategy, plan your life, organize your resources, and take a look at your target on a daily basis. You will find the drive, the persistence, and the enthusiasm through a clearly defined target. And understand, don't spend so much time thinking about yourself. Get out there and serve in the community. Give back. You can give back with time, with energy, with money. Your success in life is in direct proportion to your service to others. Treat others like they want to be treated and always deliver more than you're paid to deliver. If you help enough people achieve their goals, as Zig Ziglar says, they will help you achieve your goals. And understand the meaning of consequence. In life, there are no accidents. Success is not an accident. Everything happens for a reason. You will reap what you sow. Success is a skill that can be learned. Decide you will accept the consequences for your actions and commit yourself to doing the best. Learn to design your life instead of just getting through life. Success is an open book test. Understand the power of visualization. Visualize a clear image of exactly what you want to become in your mind, a detailed mental picture. You will become what you think about. Ask yourself, where are my thoughts taking me? You must have the ability to visualize your future and redirect your unwanted thoughts. Your thoughts control your emotions, and your emotions control your actions. And understand motivation. There are only two motivators in life, inspiration and desperation, and they could be either internal or external. The key to true success and happiness is finding ways to internally inspire yourself. Find your passion and continually reinforce that passion. It is the fuel that powers your success and taps into your true potential. Take a look at your attitude. Attitude comes from your expectations. What you expect with confidence and conviction will happen. Now, I don't know the time frame, but it will happen. If you have a terrible attitude, you'll get terrible results. You've heard about positive mental attitude, but that's okay, but make sure there's a plan. It is important to have a great attitude, but you must have an action plan. PMA without a plan is a false illusion. Analyze your habits. Almost everything you do is the result of habit. Habits move you either closer or farther from your goals. You should know on a daily basis if you are on the right path to achieving your goals. Be optimistic. Optimism makes you fun, cheerful, and happy. Optimism is a state of mind that you choose. It is a proven fact that those with high levels of optimism are happier, healthier, and more successful. Optimism is learning to bounce back from setbacks and failures. It's how you look at the world. To maintain your optimism, approach events in terms of how to handle them rather than worrying about what might go wrong. Find that self-discipline. Self-discipline is doing the things you know you need to do when you don't feel like doing them and no one is watching. Self-discipline is the glue between goals and accomplishment. There is a one-to-one relationship between strong self-discipline and high self-esteem. And take a look at your self-esteem. Self-esteem is how much you like, respect, and accept yourself. Some opposites of self-esteem are fear, negativity, and pride. Anything you do that makes you feel more positive about yourself and your future builds your self-esteem. Your self-esteem increases with achievement, personal development, and self-discipline. We talked about personal development. Never stop learning. Learn and use something new every day. Don't procrastinate. Successful people have the habit of reaching decisions promptly and the ability to think and act quickly. When a decision has been made, don't think about it, act on it. Indecision is the thief of opportunity. Understand the difference between the short-term gratification and long-term results. As we talked about earlier in this series, your guidance system and beliefs about who you are and what you can become determine precisely what you will accomplish in your life. Your foundation is based on your beliefs, thoughts, and vision. Learn and understand your guidance system to maintain a true foundation. And as you pursue exponential success, be flexible. You must have a clearly defined target, but be flexible on how to achieve your objective. Evaluate your progress. Everything, and I'll tell you right now, everything will not go as planned. Stick to your vision, stick to your target, but be flexible with your action plan. Take advantage of the change. Don't be a victim of change. And understand through this whole process the importance of life alignment. Because your life is not lived in segments. It's part of a great whole. Every aspect of your life will either help or hurt your balance and alignment. To maintain balance, you must work on all six areas of your life. When you feel imbalanced, it's because you are neglecting one or more of the six areas. Of course, the six areas are physical, intellectual, spiritual, social, financial, and emotional. You need to learn how to persuade. Everything you want's on the other side of persuasion. And persuasion and trust and influence and leadership has changed dramatically in the last 20 years. Persuasion is the one skill that you'll see with everyone that has achieved exponential success. Can you persuade? Can you influence? The challenge is most people know 2 to 3 persuasive tools when there's over 100 persuasive tools. It's like they're a hammer and everybody's a nail. They don't customize their presentation. And as you look at the keys to the piano of persuasion, it's like you're playing chopsticks when you could be playing Mozart. If you need to learn more about persuasion, I'd take your persuasion IQ. Go to www.persuasioniq.com to see where you rank. Take a look at your people skills. Your success in life has a direct relationship with your ability to cooperate and work well with others. If people don't like or trust you, they won't help you become successful. This includes the ability to communicate with colleagues, peers, and your family. Use every experience to learn how to work with others and continually learn and practice interpersonal communication skills. Manage your time. Learn to set priorities within time constraints that match your goals and values. Don't spend major time on things that won't give you major results. Time management should be used to free up more time for activities you feel are most important. Time management is not about helping you accomplish more things, but to accomplish the right things for the right reasons. The goal of time management is to achieve balance by controlling the events in your life. Look at the people you associate with. Where and with whom are you spending your time? Evaluate your relationships and realize all relationships have a positive or negative effect on your success and future. Are these relationships pulling you up or bringing you down? Where are you spending your time and does it help your success? These questions are essential to future growth and development. There will be poisonous, resentful, parasitic people around you that spit on your dreams. And that's the ironic thing you need to be prepared for. They're going to spit on your dreams on the way up, and they're going to resent you once you're there. Many people, because they've given up on their goals or dreams or aspiration, they've lost that spark. Their souls are rusting. Many people may resent your happiness and success. They feel they deserve the same success, but they've never paid the price and may never pay the price for success. And it's so much easier for them to resent you for your success. They will never realize they could have had the same success if they paid the price. There is no way to resolve this resentment. It is part of life. Again, I want to congratulate you for listening to this series on your next step to becoming exponentially successful. Remember, success is not linear. It comes in growth explosions. 1 to 2 steps a day. The next day might be 20 steps. Stay focused. It's a process, a little bit at a time, small, manageable, bite-sized pieces. And as you learn and grow and apply the things you've learned in exponential success, I guarantee you, you'll achieve true happiness, success, achieve your objectives, and you will be able to not only change yourself, but you'll be able to change the world.